step in to the savory moment. Imagine you live on an island in Alaska. It's peaceful here. No freeways, no commute, just the ocean and the splendor of snow-capped mountains. And there's plenty of local seafood. Waiting for the other shoe to drop? There you go. Because in your island fantasy, you also get to imagine no Whole Foods, no Trader Joe's, not even a Safeway. There are a couple of medium-sized grocery stores, though everything there is delivered by barge or airplane. Groceries here are expensive and at times scarce. As a cook on Fantasy Island, this is what you'll do. You'll become best friends with parsley. You'll learn to appreciate, even adore, its subtle flavor of earth and black pepper, not to mention its glossy, garnish-worthy leaves. This fresh herb is always, well, almost always, on the shelf, and it's affordable. Lemons. You'll acquire them like it really is possible to buy happiness. You'll zest them down to the nubbin and rest out every last drop of juice. When you're done with those lemons, it's gonna look like an eagle laid an egg in your kitchen compost. Who knows? Maybe it did. As for pine nuts and good Parmesan, yikes. It's time to pal around with bulk walnuts, another essential ingredient in the really delicious, really doable pesto you're gonna make for dinner tonight. Add your parsley and lemons along with salt, fresh garlic, red pepper flakes, and olive oil. Then introduce it to some of that local seafood of yours. Find the full recipe for Fantasy Island Pesto at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.